Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Currently we're doing the chapter on the virtue of gatherings of dhikr, desirability of remaining attached to them, and the prohibition of abandoning the gatherings of dhikr without any excuse. So today's hadith, عن أبي سعيد الخدري رضي الله عنه قال خرج معاوية رضي الله عنه على حلقة في المسجد فقال ما أجلسكم فقالوا جلسنا نذكر الله قال الله ما أجلسكم إلا ذاك قالوا ما أجلسنا إلا ذاك قال أما إني لم أستحلفكم تهمة لكم وما كان أحد بمنزلتي من رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أقل عنه حديثا مني إن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم خرج على حلقة من أصحابه فقال ما أجلسكم قالوا جلسنا نذكر الله ونحمده على ما هدانا للإسلام ومن به علينا قال الله ما أجلسكم إلا ذاك قالوا والله ما أجلسنا إلا ذاك قال أما إني لم أستحلفكم تهمة لكم ولكنه أتاني جبريل فأخبرني أن الله يباهي بكم الملائكة رواه مسلم. حضرت أبو سعيد خدري رضي الله عنه narrates that حضرت معاوية رضي الله عنه went towards a circle of people in the masjid. This ties up with the chapter that we are doing, that Hazrat Muawiyah radiallahu anhu went and there was a people that were gathering in the masjid. There was a circle of people in the masjid. So Hazrat Muawiyah radiallahu anhu asked them that, why are you seated here? They replied, we sat down to engage in the dhikr of Allah Ta'ala, in the remembrance of Allah Ta'ala. So Hazrat Muawiyah radiallahu anhu, he asked them, by Allah, have you gathered here solely for this purpose? In other words, I'm asking you in the name of Allah that you really gather here only for this, to make the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So they replied, we have gathered solely for this purpose. This is the only niyat of gathering in the masjid, to make the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Hazrat Muawiyah radiallahu anhu said, listen, I did not request you to take an oath in Allah because of any suspicion of you. I was not suspicious of why you were sitting here. I did not ask you to take an oath of why you were sitting here because I was suspicious of you. The reason I asked, he goes on first to explain, and then he tells why he asked this question. So he first says that no person had a similar position to mine in respect of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam and has related less hadith than me. So what he's trying to say here, he said there's no person in my position would Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. He was the brother-in-law of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So there's no person in my position that has related less or fewer hadith than me. Now what this means is he was very, very careful not to relate hadith if there was any doubt in it. In other words, I'm doubtful about the words, I'm doubtful about what was mentioned. So he was so careful. So in other words, he's trying to say that what I'm going to mention to you now is after being very careful about what I'm saying. So there's no person in my position that I am to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that has related less hadith than me. In other words, because of the high level of caution that I take when narrating hadith. So how was he with the brother-in-law of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? His sister, Hazrat Ummi Habiba radiallahu ta'ala anha, was one of the blessed Mubarak wives of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, our mother, Ummi Habiba. This was the sister of Hazrat Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala anha. So anyway, he goes on to explain that once Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went towards a circle of his sahaba and he asked them, why are you seated here? They replied, we sat down to engage in the remembrance of Allah Ta'ala, to make the dhikr of Allah Ta'ala, to praise him for guiding us and blessing us for Islam. In other words, thanking Allah Ta'ala for guiding us towards Islam. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked the sahaba, by Allah, have you assembled here solely for this purpose? They replied, by Allah, we have gathered solely for this purpose. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said the same words that Hazrat Muawiyah radiallahu anhu said later. What words Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said? Listen, I did not request you to take an oath in Allah because of any suspicion of you. The only reason I asked you to take an oath in Allah was because Jibreel alayhi salam came to me and informed me that Allah Ta'ala is boasting about you to the angels. What a Mubarak thing. People are sitting to make the remembrance of Allah Ta'ala, take the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and what is happening is Allah is boasting to the malaika about these people. Can you imagine what honor Allah Ta'ala is giving to those people that make the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? One of the reasons ulama explain is that despite the carnal desires and despite the whisperings of shaitan that is affecting people, insan all the time, still and whatever commitments they have, they are still sitting and making the dhikr of Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala loves that. That there's so much of temptations to take them to do other things, but they're leaving all the temptations and they're sitting and they're making my dhikr, they're remembering me. So therefore Allah Ta'ala is actually boasting to the malaika about these people. And the Shah Waliullah Rahmatullah Ali stated that Muslims gathering for zikr, etc., is a special means of drawing divine mercy, peace, and also is a means of glorying the closeness of the angels. We like the company of the malaika. One way of drawing the company of the malaika is to engage in the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We did the hadith that the malaika go out searching for paths, or they go out in paths searching for people that are making the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they throng the gathering and they go right up to the lowest heaven. So this is one way of getting the malaika to come and to be in the company of the malaika, is people engaging in the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the opposite is also true. The way to chase the malaika away is the person is engaged in guna, person is engaged in sin. And one of the things we learn, if there is a photo in the home, or it is a dog in the home, then the angels don't even come in that home. Angels of rahmat don't come in that home. So therefore, sometimes a person is incorrectly dressed, his satr, etc. is showing, or there may be music being played, or television being played, or something, some evil taking place, then what we are doing, automatically we are chasing the malaika away. We want the malaika to come in our homes, easy way to make the remembrance of Allah Ta'ala. Take out Quran Sharif and read Quran Sharif in the home, and sometimes read also wood, a little bit of a loud voice, not screaming, but a little bit audibly read Quran Sharif, so that these are the things that will draw the barakah, draw the rahmah of Allah Ta'ala, draw the malaika into a person's home. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah, bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.